I'm Naomi, and this is the Sleepy House Healing Podcast. Hey, friends. I could say I'm a little late getting this episode out, but really I'm right on time. It is a new moon in Aquarius, and Aquarius season just began. And let me just, first of all, last time I recorded this, recorded one of these podcast episodes, I was having like a weird experience where I felt I was getting really nervous about like spiritual parasites. And if you're on my Patreon, you've seen an update, and you've also probably noticed that I quit posting for a little while because I realized every time I talked about this, every time I was like sharing anything about the experience, the story sort of like was snowballing. And so when I get that way, when I realize like, okay, I'm spiraling or I'm having like this weird experience that I don't want to be having, I'm not saying don't talk about it when that something happens for you or it feels scary. But for me, that's those kind of stories, they get bigger and bigger the more I talk about them. My words have a lot of power in my life. And I'm very much like a manifester, right? So there's a few things to catch you up on, but the main thing is I am not worried about that anymore. Also, I realized I had a physical parasite that I needed to deal with. And what's funny about that too, talking with some of my teachers and mentors and people I trust about it, you know, we all have some sort of parasites. We have some sorts of visiting, or even, it's not even always symbiotic, but we have other entities physically within us, and spiritually as well. You can't really get rid of everything. You really can't. And I think trying, it's kind of like if you've ever taken like one of those cleanses where it like totally gets rid of all kinds of stuff that you actually need in your gut. And so, yeah, I'm glad that I've like sort of, it's not even that I figured it out. I just realized that like catastrophizing wasn't the way. And also like, yeah, fear brain is so short-sighted, right? Like fear brain will have us going back to like old stuff that didn't work because we get scared, right? So it really reduces things into a sort of binary, like all or nothing kind of a mindset, which doesn't work. But yeah, I can be very extreme and intense. And don't worry, I have not burnt all my tarot cards or thrown away all my books or anything. But I am feeling better, and I'm taking care of the physical aspect. And yeah, I won't talk more about that. It's a little gross, but yeah. And I don't call it a detox because honestly, that's what our liver is for. And a lot of things that are labeled as like detox are not really safe, and they're not really healthy. And there's so much misinfo and conflicting information out there about health and diet and all this stuff. So I really don't want to add to anybody's confusion about that. You can probably hear my washing machine. I should have closed my door when I did this. Oops. But or waited. Could have waited even longer to record, but you know, once I decide I'm going to record, I start talking into my phone. So that's me talking into my phone again, like I do every new and full moon. And yeah, I'm proud of myself for continuing this even the times that I feel like it's hard or like being visible is scary, which is often. For as outgoing and as loud and as talkative as I am, I'm honestly very, I don't know, I fight the urge to hide, you know. So, okay. New moon in Aquarius. I have pulled, let's see. This is a spread that a lot of y'all know. And it's like the roots and soil spread that I have come back to and is so simple and so, I think the simplicity is part of what makes it powerful for me too, because I don't get all lost in the weeds of like a really big spread. It's just 5 cards, and then I added 2 more cards for like advice, right, during this time, during this lunation. Oh, and I also wanted to mention, we have not done our timeline jump for January yet, but yeah, I will probably schedule that this coming week, and my books are still open for now. I have a lot going on, and I'm about to have way more going on, but yeah, I'm still going to have, hopefully at least once a week, I'll have a day where I can do readings. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I may have to close my books for a while, but for now they're open. So looking at these cards, before I get into card by card stuff, okay, I get this sense of like, just, it may be from exhaustion, it may be from just vibrating higher, so to speak, or just knowing better, but it's like, we have learned to just mute those people and move on with our lives, or, you know, to block, restrict, etc. I'm not saying we have to do that to everyone, but if you get that sense of like, okay, this isn't going anywhere, I feel like this conversation is like going in circles and we're not going to come to a resolution. I think we're realizing how we need to conserve our energy for stuff that actually matters. Like, let people be wrong about you. Let people think they're right. Something I kind of am thinking of again is how, especially when it comes to these sort of things, like the unseen, supernatural or just spiritual things, not that all of these are the same, but let's just say the unseen, right? Unseen forces that we can subtly like tap into. People either demonize them completely, like that's wrong, it's scary, it's evil, or they're like, it's fake. If I can't see it, touch it, smell it, or whatever, like it's fake. And it's interesting how often people can hold those sort of, that sort of contradiction, right? That it's both scary and not real. Whereas I don't know about y'all, but for me, it's like, I get really irritated with my own contradictions. Like, it's pretty human, right? It's human to be paradoxical and have contradictions just baked into the way we move, right? But when I start becoming aware of them and I notice them, it really bothers me. It's like, I want to be consistent. I want to make sense. But the people you're meant to have in your life, the sort of path that you're meant to have, it's like, you don't have to make sense to everybody. You don't have to make sense to the whole world. Make sense to yourself. Make sense to people who matter to you and that you respect. And otherwise, you know, at least I'm at this point of like, it's really okay. I'm coming to accept that, you know, not only am I paradoxical, but other people that I care about are too, and that's not inherently a problem. Like, what makes sense in the overculture a lot of times, what makes sense to many other people, I see the cracks in them and I hate it. It doesn't make sense to me what other people, or what I'll say the overculture, right, thinks makes sense. Like, a lot of laws do not make sense. But collectively, there's an agreement in some way that it does. So anyway, that's sort of what's coming up as I'm looking at these cards for what we're sort of leaving behind, sort of that lesson as 5 of Wands. Just sort of this coming out of this Mars and Mercury retrograde. We're finally direct on both of those, which it's really important, right? The things that sort of stopped, right, that came to some sort of, maybe even it feels like going backwards, around, I think it was like October 31st, around Halloween, I think, is when things sort of, for me at least, career-wise, they went to like a grinding halt. I had another job. I had to leave because it was not working out. And even though I knew it wasn't a good fit, I beat myself up about that. You know, I laid in bed about it. Just think about for you what you were excited about moving forward that might have stopped or it feels like regressed, right? Because now, just to let you know, I'm moving into a whole new, and maybe you are too, into this whole new territory. And the Five of Wands here, it's like there's all this resistance and all this pushing and all of this, like, I find that this card can come with some like self-questioning as well of like, what are we fighting about? Like, what are we arguing? Like, what parts of myself are incongruent and like feel at odds? And what parts of myself feel at odds with other aspects of my external reality, right? I get this sense we're moving out of it. We're sort of laying down the weapons of like, fine, fuck, who cares? This fight is not like worth it anymore. And so we're moving into, okay, here, right here in the present moment is High Priestess reversed. So we have this sort of extended period where we're going to get deeper and deeper and deeper with ourselves, with what we really want, and even with our own unconscious, subconscious, right? The things that are below the surface that we're capable of, the desires we haven't let ourselves really feel and want. I don't see that there's a blockage here with High Priestess. I see that it's like an extended period of time where we get to explore those depths. And I am fucking excited for us because, like, yeah, there's a lot there. For me, I think of like my eighth house and how full it is of things, and how if I just turn away from what's uncomfortable within myself, I won't experience so much of the beauty that comes as a potential, at least in my life. So on top, like on the surface, we have strength, right? So sort of this idea of acceptance and rising above, right? Expectations that we have of ourselves or that others have of us. The strength to have courage and be vulnerable even when it seems like maybe that's not safe, or it seems like, you know, we're going to face some sort of backlash. I think a lot of people are in this place with strength of like, listen, everyone around me is saying this thing, but I know for myself that that isn't it, that there's something else, right? Going through strength is sort of this sense I find where it's like I was afraid to talk about all these certain aspects of reality or of my experience. And when I finally gave myself permission to be like, you know what? I don't know everything, but this is what's coming up for me. And being like really radically honest with myself, there was so much more to say, so much more to write about, so much more of the spectrum of emotion that I could feel without like shame. So that's on the surface for all of us. And I get the sense, yeah, that's sort of what's happening with us out in the world, like our relationship with like other people, right? Because here in the present, High Priestess reversed, it's like, no, this is about us, our path, our way of being, right? And then as the aerial parts of the plant, so to speak, the strength card is like, okay, and here's how we're meant to go through with in the next phase, right? In this season with other people. And I think of Aquarius, Capricorn's like, here's me, here's what I know, here's my roots, like here's what's deep in the earth. And then Aquarius, not a water sign, by the way, it's the water bearer, it's an air sign. Aquarius is like, okay, well, here's community, here's not me, us, right? A little Bernie Sanders there. But not not my experience. How, what's my role in the wider community, right? So we're moving into that territory. And what's underneath in this spread, what's happening in this moment that maybe you can see it, maybe you haven't yet, it's at the root, is the Three of Wands. This is like the portal, right? This is the back door. You found a back door. Everything that you felt stuck in, oh, here's this other way. There's this other way that just appears. Maybe it's an offer. Somebody gives you an opportunity, or you realize, oh yeah, I have this ability. I have this skill, or I have this potential reality that I can move through, right? So I love that as well. If you're not feeling that Three of Wands, like there isn't this, you know, window to crawl through yet, I do see that that's very soon, or it's happening, it's being worked out, like just a little bit below the surface of your awareness. So a way is being made for you. And if you can just relax into that, it's, you're going to have a lot better time during this month and during this season. And what we're moving into, right? What we're moving into is Six of Swords reversed. And it's just this feeling of like, okay, I can put, again, I can put these weapons down. I can put down all this stuff I had to hold on to and had to defend and had to sort of struggle for in the Five of Wands. Well, now I can be soft, and now I can, you know, trust other people. Now I can see a way for me to be soft and exist in this reality. I'm not saying that we never need those swords, right? That we never need to have our guard up. But it's getting in some way through this journey with strength and with the High Priestess reversed and with the Three of Wands, it's like you're going into a totally different environment. Don't let the circumstances and conditions of your old environment guide you, right, into this new scene, because that is going to actually create more problems. I will say that if you have access to a Timeline Jump audio, or if you're on my Patreon where you can listen to any of the Timeline Jumps that we've done in the past, this spread is sort of that. If you're listening and you're like, yes, all of this resonates, which I'm not saying it does, because maybe it doesn't, not every one of these is going to resonate for every person listening. But I will say that this is sort of the conditions of like, okay, I'm going into a totally different timeline. And so if you want to go ahead and do a Timeline Jump, you know, the guided practice, yeah, now is the time. And you don't have to do it from me. There's other people that do this too. But I do, I can help you do it one-on-one, or you can, you know, grab a recording, or you can get on my Patreon, which is probably the cheapest way to do it if you're in that space of like, just, okay, cool, new reality, loading, but I don't have money, or I don't have much money. Yeah, that'll be a good place to start. Okay, as for the advice, Nine of Pentacles reversed, and the Devil. Here's what's so annoying that I have to tell you, is that you have to reach for gratitude. It sounds, I don't know about you, but I used to think that sounded so cheesy. It sounded so, when you're in like a bad situation too, it's like, God, do not tell me to be grateful. I am sick. I am poor. I have been, you know, through some sort of horrible trauma. The idea of gratitude when you're like really in it, in a bad situation, can feel like a slap in the face. Okay. So I'm not telling you how to feel, but if you can find some gratitude right now and really believe it, really not like, oh, I make this list and I put what I think I'm supposed to be grateful for on there. That is not going to do it. You need every cell in your body to believe that you are genuinely grateful for the things that you put on your list. In fact, I'm sort of hearing that like, if you can put nine things on your list that you are grateful for, they can be big, small. Here's the thing. Don't let somebody else tell you what to put on your gratitude list. But if you can find nine things, write them down in a list that you can look back on I'm not saying these things won't change, you know, as much as if you can add more than that, beautiful. But I'm going to have to dig deep to find nine. But Nine of Pentacles reversed here is like, look around. Look around in your life for the blessings that you've taken for granted, because part of manifesting, part of getting the new, the next thing that we want and to create, you know, create the next world that we really want, it's not about reaching and wishing really hard. It's about taking it down from the pedestal and normalizing that thing so it can come into your reality with more ease, right? So, for example, okay, I can use money here, because money is one for me that was like, it's and still is sometimes like difficult for me to wrap my head around. And so when you have literally no dollars and you are hungry, or you are in a state of like, I really need something, and you start building up, I'll say me, I start building up resentment of like, I don't have my needs met and I'm angry, right? That does not create a state in your body where receiving is easy. It makes it harder. And it sucks, because it's like, we already have all these other reasons why poverty is so hard to get out of, especially in America. It's like, God, the cycle of like, I've only ever known having nothing. So how can I normalize the idea of having more? But when you create a state in your body of, and in your, not just your body, but also, but I will say, yeah, somatically, right? In the way that you feel of like, if you can feel that abundance now, if you can feel, imagine and sink into what it feels like to have what you want or what you need, it becomes normal and it's easier to flow in. It's not such a shock to your system, right? So this is really tough, because it, you can easily get into that sort of bypassy space of like, oh, I'm just going to pretend, I'm going to deny myself my current material reality so that the better thing can come. And that doesn't work, because on some level you don't believe it, right? So that is part of why timeline jumping is so great, because it's like, nope, you're just right here. You feel into what is materially true and where you're at right now, and then you welcome in through this process of jumping what you want to see and what you want to feel, and you don't skip over any part of feeling this lack. Lack doesn't exist, but it has very real consequences, right? So it's like, it's kind of like how dark doesn't exist. It's the absence of light, but we still experience what it feels like to be in the dark, right? Hopefully that makes sense. But yeah, Nine of Pentacles, look around. Whatever you're taking for granted, even if it's not perfect or exactly to your standards, my example is my house. It needs so much work, but I have a home. Oh my God. You know, like, that is such a huge blessing that I have a place to be. So make that list. And then the other one is the devil. The devil. Okay. This advice with the devil is like, where are you not free? Look at where you are still living in this paradigm that you did not choose or create for yourself. Like, just acknowledge the chains that may still be there. Okay. So it's not always about religious trauma, but I think that that can be a really obvious one, because it's like, okay, we think, or some of us may think, we're totally over that shit, or that it doesn't affect us. And yet when it comes to other aspects of our belief systems or other aspects of our, our experience, that sort of puritanical thinking can really seep in. I noticed that online a lot with people that are supposedly very radical, and then they put a lot of like puritanical constraints on other people and themselves. And it's like, is it actually healing anyone? Is it actually freeing anyone to do that, to tell people what to do and how to be? Obviously there's some things that are never okay, right? Like things that harm other people. But when it comes to like what you enjoy and how you spend your time and you know, work ethic is another one of like, we can think that, I don't know. I won't go on and on. I think you get my point with the devil here. It's not really about some external thing. It's like the devil is part of our own inner, you know, it's like our own inner demons in the most basic sense, right? The things that we kind of wish were different or maybe didn't happen, but they still affect us. And again, there's this thing of like, in this reading, I just keep hearing like, stop fighting, just kind of accept, and then it lifts in a way, right? So like the stuck places in our lives, in our realities, those places where we feel like we're blocked, once we sort of turn towards it, right, and accept like, okay, this is where I'm at, or this is what's still bothering me, or this is, you know, that radical honesty that we can get through going through that strength time and going through High Priestess reverse. I just want to say, you know, like things are going to probably come up that are uncomfortable, but through there, there's this, it's a way opening, right? Avoiding discomfort, avoiding what hurts, you know, skirting around our wounds is not going to really take us anywhere new, especially if you've been doing that for a long time. The way to really go through that window of the Three of Wands, that portal into a new experience, it's to be present with those stuck places, you know, be present with, you know, the things that we have realized are patterns, right? Rather than trying to like wrap around, do something different in a reactionary way. It's like, no, stay present. Don't abandon yourself. Be with yourself through the process. The more you can be present with yourself and validate your own experience this month and this Aquarius season, the better, because then you can work more in harmony with others and in your larger community, which I'm hearing is maybe hard for some of us, right? It's like we don't know who to trust, or we've had these experiences with other people that left us feeling sort of battered, or like we can't really be vulnerable. We always have to have a guard up. And it's like, trust me, I get it. I feel like I have pushed many people away who had nothing but good intentions for me, but I have been through so many experiences where I just couldn't, you know, the moment I relaxed, it felt like that backfired. So I promise you that all these readings are readings for myself as well. If you feel called out, I mean, I'm right there with you. So if it resonates, we probably have a lot in common. And yeah, so you're welcome. And I'm sorry. just kidding. I am more and more just feeling fine about being me. So, you know, part of that turning towards the self and realizing, yeah, sure. I used to say like, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. But really, it's like, yeah, actually, there are things wrong with me. There's probably things wrong with you. And okay, now what? You know, sounds pretty fucking human to be that way. You know, I think also about like compost is sort of coming up here as well of like, okay, there's all these things I'm letting go of and have, you know, sort of moved past, put into the compost pile, you know, still stinky, but I think there's a lot of awesomeness that is in this soil ready to grow. And from there, I really do see it as like you're getting free. You're realizing where you need to have structure and discipline, but you're actually getting free. So, yeah, congrats. All right. Bye.